You are listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm sorry.
Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 word story all by itself, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, this time around, I think Daphne picked the topic, and it was steamer trunk. And we had a whole bunch of stories come in about steamer trunk. Yay! All right, who's going to go first in this crazy little rodeo of writing madness? And the winner with the most votes from last week is Will Ross of 118migration.com. Welcome back, Will. Congratulations, and thank you for asking me to do a voice or three.
Yeah.
I like the high voice. I like the high screaming voice. Anyway, you'll hear about it. Problem is, Will didn't turn in a story for this week, or at least he got eaten by the email. I've been having problems with AT&T fighting with the web host. So we are going to go ahead and jump to Stephen the Nuclear Man. So here we go with Stephen.
Are we supposed to be up here? The third attic stair squeaked before I answered my sister's whine. Mom is gone for the afternoon. I am bored and in charge until they get back, so yes. The attic was full of grandmother's old stuff. Here there was a stack of yellowing magazines. There were some musty papers and old books. Under it all was the prize, her old steamer trunk, blackened with age and oil. Bobby, I heard Grandma was a witch. Pandora Spyros, Grandma's name, was written just above the latch. I ignored my sister and opened Grandmother's box.
Ooh, cool sounds. By the way, the sounds were Metamorph Muses at the Freesound Project. Good place to go to get some sounds in case you don't have, like, gigantic machinery or weird stuff or musicians on call to do awful things to their instruments. Okay. So, thank you, Stephen. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever the hell they sent me to link. Alrighty, then. It's time for more veterans, because we just had a veteran. These are the folks who just keep coming back for more, and we love them. And by the way, I'm going to get all the links to people's pages up on the sidebar permanently, and I'm going to go back through all the weekly challenges, and I'm going to collect up all the links, everyone who's been through all the weekly challenges. This is going to take me all freaking morning. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Quit the bitching. All right, it's Tom from Footnote, which, you know, when was the last Footnote? I think it was when James Worthy was still playing with the Lakers. Come on, man, bring it on. Here's Tom from Footnote.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote, and this is Chapter 8 of Steam Time. When we last left our heroes, they were nearly on the brink of no foreseeable peril. Is this providence or portent? Come with us now, for only time will tell. Tonight's story is entitled Time Slip. The horizon of London was still as death. Maria and Cervantes moved past Bishop's Gate. They were playing Connect the Dots using the ever-iconic nightingales. Beak left, beak right. "I think we're here," said Maria. "Beak down." They pried the manhole cover and started down the vertical stairs. At the bottom of the shaft, two shadows took form and demanded a password. Cervantes replied, "Pierce the hollow of thine ear." The men grunted and led them down the sewers. After an hour, the quartet was standing in front of Quartermain, his foot resting on a venting steamer trunk.
Oh, cool. You know, I love all these serial stories that people are sending out. It's very neat. You know, it's like one, then the other, then, and hopefully folks will like collect all these up when they like, you know, kill off the hero and the villain wins, that they'll collect them all up into a single, you know, file, and then everyone can, oh yeah, oh, that's a, and they can like pop popcorn and drink beer and that kind of stuff. Sit around easy chair. Thank you, Tom. All right, who's next? Uh-oh, gotta look around. My order is all screwed up. Oh, man. We're just gonna go with Daphne at this point. And if the poll doesn't reflect the order that all these things in the story, I don't care. you guys just vote for yourselves anyway. You know, you got the ability to click and be magnanimous, but no, it's not me. I'm just gonna vote for me. No, really. You don't vote for yourselves. You want to do that. Come on, this isn't grade school. You're above it all. You can recognize art when you hear it. Okay, enough of that crap. This is Daphne Abernathy, who picked the topic, and let's see what she's done with it. You can find more from her at DaphneandTamara.com, the stylecast.secondstyle. Check the show notes, all right? Story now.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at DaphneandTamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word story. This week's challenge was the topic I got to pick, steamer trunk. So here goes. We don't have many luxuries down here. The dampness destroys most things. Leave a book out too long, the pages become swollen and warped. Photos stick together. Clothes get musty and moldy. I'm lucky. I thought ahead. I packed a few treasured belongings into an old steamer trunk. It was designed to keep out the moisture. I have a few photo albums, favorite books, extra clothes, and a music box. I can't play it as often as I'd like. It would draw attention from above. But when I feel brave, I wind it up and let it play.
Thank you, Daphne. You can check out more from Daphne at DaphneandTamara.com and all sorts of other freaking links. I'm losing it. It's not even 10 o'clock here, and I'm just... Day's over. Break out the freaking scotch. All right. Who's next? Why, we've got Terry from the old... No, not old CooCast. Nope, don't do that. Quiet Time. And you can catch their new Quiet Times on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So you get your music on those days. And then on Friday, don't forget, like, Esteban Moody and his Funkcast. That stuff's cool. But anyway, you're never going to hear a story from Esteban Moody, which, you know, lays down the gauntlet to Esteban Moody. But here we go with Terry, T, and the Quiet Time Podcast, quiettimepodcast.com, and he's continuing the Stranded series. Everybody's got series. You know, I wish I had a series that I could just keep going. I mean, and I'd do the series about, say, a president and, you know, and,
Hi-dee-ho, neighbors. This is Terry Key from A Quiet Time Podcast with another 100-word story for this week's challenge, Steamer Trunk. It's called Stranded, Part 10.
This rock happily scurried into the kitchen, amazed at his good luck of his hunting mere minutes ago. The Earthling had been so easily confused. This rock had hardly appeared when the Earthling froze in his tracks, unable to move. Then, it had been so easy. No thick, armored skin like any of the local animals. One swipe of his fangs, and he had enough meat for both him and his wife. While he thought of his good luck, Bizrock put the large chunk of meat in the steamer trunk to let it hydrate and cook. They would be eating good tonight.
Hi, this is Terry T again. Just here to remind you that when you want to sit back, relax, and take a little stress from your life, stop by A Quiet Time Podcast and listen to some great music.
You never know what's going to happen next. You can check out more from Terry T at Quiet Time Podcast. And thank you, Terry. And God, I wonder what he's going to do next. Oh, the cruelty and evil that you can do to these little dollies week after week. I'm going to put them in the oven and spray them with Pam and, yeah, gross. Okay, so Terry's done. Who's next? Oh, it's Guy David. You killed Shalom Wingtips, didn't you? I need to post that story at some point, by the way. I forgot. You know, the commute's shorter, but I'm getting more sleep. That's the thing. All this, you know, stuff that I, you know, go, no. I'm actually getting sleep. That's the scary part. Which means I should be better rested and more effective during the time I'm awake. But, no. Okay, here's Guy from GuyDavid.com and all sorts of a lovely Night Guy podcast. But here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy, and this is the 50th story I'm submitting for the weekly challenge. You can find all of them, including the one you are about to hear, on my new book at stores.lulu.com/GuyDavid. And now on for today's story.
It looked like an old treasure chest. As we entered the attic, the old steamer truck grandma in her wet glowed slightly. "We shouldn't be here," said Judy. "What if your grandma comes back? I'm afraid of what she will do." "Oh, relax," I said. "She's hanging around with Loni. They won't be back here for a while." As we approached the old chest, I noticed the box had what looked like a face, and it was smiling slightly. Suddenly, we heard the door opening, and my grandma was standing there. Then she smiled slightly, and turned Judy into a frog.
Yay! Turned into a frog. You know, if we were to come up with a vote for the best catchphrases of weekly challenge stories, Aside from the classic Chris Carlisle, oh, poor Andy. I think turning into a frog would be up there in my book. Thank you, Guy. And you can check out more from Guy at GuyDavid.com, all sorts of Night Guy podcasts. He's posted one of his collections, by the way. So head over there, and you can get all of his stuff all jammed together without my idiotic rambling in between it. All right, who's next? J.D. And J.D. Jerry D. You know, it's hard to keep track of what name he's using. And, oh, great. It looks like I forgot to put Planet X in the rundown. You see, this is what happens. This is what happens when I get ahead of myself. So here we go with JD, and I'm going to clean up the rundown here. So I'll be back in a second.
Good evening, Lawrence. This is Jerry D. again, and it's not Friday night in Oklahoma. I actually have written something for podcasting.isfullofcrap.com before midnight on Friday. For some reason, the words just seem to flow today. Also, I have recorded some parts for the Black Tie Martini Club players and sent them off to Caleb. And I can only hope that I meet or exceed Caleb's standards. And now, as always, keeping it brief, here's my story for this week. The auction was at the old warehouse at the end of Kennard Road. I had read in the paper that there would be many unopened bags and trunks. I stood with my bid stick and watched as small leather bags and large suitcases were sold. I bid and was outbid throughout the day. Near the end, only a few people remained when the steamer trunk was wheeled out. Old and beaten, the trunk called to me. I bid and won. It smelled of mold and mildew. On the tag, handwritten in fading ink, were the words, Southampton, England, Titanic.
Cool. Thank you, JD. And by the way, folks, the Black Tie Martini Club players, if you look up Black Tie Martini Club players in Google Groups, you will see that Caleb Bolin of the Black Tie Martini Club does these monthly kind of old radio serial scripts, jams them together. The last one was Dragnet, and it was kind of a slow talker marathon between me and Caleb. But Dragnet was, you know, kind of like that. I really couldn't get the Harry Morgan voice, so I just gave up and just, you know, kind of, think it's going to rain? No. Okay, well, thank you, JD, and you can check out more of JD's stuff from the writing.com link that I've posted in the show notes. All right. Oh, wow, I didn't forget about Planet X-Ray at all, you see? Thank God for editing. You can check out more from Planet X-Ray at planetxpodcast.com. Story in 3 minutes or less, I think, is the tagline there. So they go for time. They don't go for numbers. And as if I count the numbers all the time. But still, here's Planet X.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Junior, have you taken out the garbage yet?
Ma, I'm podcasting now. I'll take it out later.
That's what you said an hour ago.
Ma. Greetings, Earthlings. This is Planet X-Ray with another 100-word story for the weekly challenge. This week's topic is steamer trunk. Well, how appropriate. Jack opened the steamer trunk, quickly stuffing the Nightingale sisters' limp, lifeless bodies inside. Tossing in the red rose, he lost sight of the petals against the blood-soaked dresses. Using rags, he wiped up the rest of the blood and tossed them inside also, locking the trunk. His hobby was so easy. There were so many young ladies who believed that young men wanted nothing more than to be in their company and spend money. Dragging the trunk slowly down the stairs, he opened the door and tossed the trunk into the underground river, to a life in the sewers.
Just... Nah. Thank you. And no, I'm not laughing at the, you know, killing and all that. All that is riparously funny. No, it's the opening. You check out more from Planet X at planetxpodcast.com. If y'all figured out who it is. Ah, thank you. All right, and by the way, Planet X also has stories all the time. All right, here we go. Next one is Sojant. Sojant Harup from SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman, and I don't care what the damn trademark is. I just want a podcast, okay? And if it brings people into writing, and if it brings people into some virtual world by a certain name, by a certain company, you know what? It's all the better. If they don't like that, you know what? Maybe they should put barbed wires on their front doors. Maybe they should make people jump through hoops with captchas to get in. You know, it's not like some other company is just going to come out and say, yeah, we have this product name the same thing too. I think they're just trying to protect themselves from this open grid saying that they're an alternate to, or an enhanced version of. They don't really want to go after the bloggers. Well, until the bloggers start realizing that it doesn't crash as much over there. All right, I've said my little political statement of the day. Oh, wait, I can't log in. Wonder why. Well, while I'm trying to log back in, y'all can listen to Sojant of SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman.
Hello, this is Sojant Harup, and here's my submission for weekly challenge number 103. Topic is steamer trunk. The plan was foolproof. Its execution was perfect. Nothing could possibly go wrong. The steamer trunk was ready, large enough you could stuff a body into it. It wasn't much of a struggle in the end. Shortly after the cake was delivered, the coup de grace was also. It was quite absurd, really, to believe he would be much of a challenge. He reached up and brushed some cake crumbs from his lapel, shook his head sadly, and closed the lid of the steamer trunk, which now contained a jumble of parts, the remains of one slightly ambitious robotic butler.
Whatever happened to that robotic butler, anyway? Thank you, Sojant. You can check out more from Sojant at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Although, would a Southern Gentleman do that kind of... Oh, next up we have Eva Moon, Eva from Eva and the Lunatics over at evamoon.net. Good music, good tunes. And also you can check out her stuff on the 61. Here, I'm going to go there right now. Here and get... The 61. Okay. I'm sure you... There you go. Oh, yeah. Dig that funky beat. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll put that on pause. But if you go to the 61.com/Eva Moon, you can get some tracks from, well, you can't get them, you can play them. They're tracks from her album. And she keeps saying there's a new one coming out, but you can get the current one off of iTunes. So is that enough pimpage? Am I convincing you to engage in commerce? I better have. Otherwise, what's the point of podcasting? You've got to monetize it. You've got to make it promote. You've got to... Ugh, Boston freaking marketers. Back, you Web 2.0 evangelists. I would rather tell stories and be above it all. I am the last podcasting purist. Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm supposed to look over this. I'm going to look over this contract. Here, Evamoon, your story is next.
This is Evamoon with my second entry to the 100-word story contest. You can find out more about me at evamoon.net. Steamer Trunk 3000 Beta. Alma shut the lid and punched in her code. Again. When she opened the box, it was still empty. Damn infomercials! This was supposed to be the best new thing to solve household storage problems. Using the new trans-dimensional gateway technology, you could fit all your stuff into a box about the size of a steamer trunk, all coded for instant retrieval. Except now, it wasn't giving anything back. Anything that went in was just gone. And the tech support lines were disconnected. Alma stood, dusted her hands, and called to discontinue her garbage collection service.
Cool. You know, I could use one of those. How many of you would like to get a, you don't have enough closet space, you don't have enough storage space, you don't have enough space for your prams. Well, that kind of stuff you just put back in your inventory. But anyway, thank you, Eva. Once again, Eva, see, this is going to be just like Liana and Liana. I pronounce nobody's name right. And I'm sorry about that. And problem is, Anima is coming up around the corner. I'm not going to get her name right, too. I'm not going to get anybody's name right. But you can check out more from Evamoon at evamoon.net or the61.com/Evamoon. Also, she posts on the SLMC forums when her upcoming shows are. And there's a calendar up on her site. And I'm sure there's a maze for all the kids when they print it out and use it as a placemat. Ooh, let's get Evamoon to the stage. Oh, no, teleport. Oh, no, your shoes are up your butt. Oh, my God, the sim is full. People say I should do a comedy podcast. I tell them I already don't. Next up is Craig from Wash the Bowl. Love how he says that. He's over at washthebowl.com, and that's another 100-word story site. There are more and more and more. Soon, that will be the only thing that will be in podcasting. Forget politics, forget music, forget discussions on other things. It's all going to be 100-word stories. And you heard it here first. You're going to hear Adam Curry spouting out drabble soon enough. And by the way, Norm Sherman, you need to stop calling your podcast a drabble cast. Your stories are over 1,000 words long. It's called editing. All right? Don't call it a drabble cast. Call it a story cast. But it's not a freaking drabble cast. I don't care if you include 100-word stories in your podcast. And I'm not going to write or send any for you. As long as you keep calling it a Drabblecast and you don't have as the featured item a drabble, you know what? Sorry. Mm-mm. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. No way. No, I'm just going to actually promote Craig from washthebowl.com as an alternative to Norm Sherman. God, he makes me sick.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig from washthebowl.com with this week's story for the 100-word challenge. This week, Steamer Trunk. Enjoy. Her thoughts got lost in the neighborhood as she walked. Lead paint peeling, washing into the gutters, mixing with fluids from obnoxious realms, flowing into their taps. Yellow and gray floating in and out of apartment windows. Children's lungs tattooed with rust. Sally pushed through the fear. Sweat beating like pearls on spandex. Hurried little laughs echoed from doorways. Inching her stilettos over the smooth cobblestone, Sally felt people watching her, following her. Opening the door to her grandfather's old factory, holding her breath, unlocking the steamer trunk, reaching inside with one quick motion, pulling out her teddy bear.
Aww, isn't that so sweet? That was sweet. Thank you, Craig. You can check out more from Craig at washtheball.com. A true Drabblecast. Norm Sherman. All right. I actually like Norm Sherman's stories, but I just think the label's inappropriate. You know? Whatever. Okay. Next up, we have... Oh, no. I'm going to get this wrong. Anima Zavaleta. Just like ripping a bandage off. Oh, yeah. You just go for it. Anima, I'm sorry I have so much fun with your name, but you know what? you could have picked Crab as a name. I'm sure more people will, considering how things are running over there. Anima, tell me a story.
Hello. Anima here with my submission for weekly challenge number 103. My story is called The Night of the Reasonable Request, a scene that should have happened between Artemis Gordon and Jim West from the TV program Wild Wild West.
The dapper secret agent stands up in front of the large steamer trunk. Quick footsteps are heard receding in the tunnel below. Artie, I have to go after Lovelace. If you don't stop him, Jim... He'll use that ultrasonic reverberator to destroy the railroad trestle. The president and all the European ambassadors will die. Train up, fools. Jim stomps his boots. Knives shoot from the toes. He lowers himself into the trunk, front pointing into the mineshaft. And Artie, could you change into that strumpet outfit? The green dress really brings out your eyes.
Thank you, Anima. I love it when people take cultural icons and just tear them apart. Okay. Get my composure back as if I ever had it. Next up, we have Terrence. Or Terry McLean from Never Was Podcast, mclean.ca/neverwas. Now, hopefully, the next thing you're going to hear is Terrence's version of the story, because I did not get the file of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to record this with my voice, and then hopefully when he gets the file over to me, I'll drop that in. So don't hold that against him. I just want to get this episode out, all right?
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was Podcast. Since Lawrence often encourages people to pimp whatever they want on this podcast, I'm going to put the call out. I'm looking for some guest readers in my soon-to-be-released second installment of Shadowhunter called Chasing Shadows. I'm just looking for two people to read very, very small parts. Just one scene each, and less than 1,000 words for each. So if you're interested, please stop by or drop me a note at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. And here is my story for this week's challenge, Steam Trunk. Dropping the dead bird, it landed with a thud next to the old wooden box. Raoul gave the box a kick. It started to click and shake. Raoul watched as it got louder and louder until it climaxed with a short, quiet pop. The bird slowly stood and looked up at him. Raoul punted the bird across the field out of sight. He couldn't believe that people all over the world searched for the box. Sure, it had its uses, but it wasn't likely they would ever believe that this ragged-looking steam trunk was the Ark of the Covenant.
Bye.
Cool. That's funny. Thank you, Terry. By the way, mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. If you've ever read the book, let's see, who wrote the book? Biff, the Third Testament. Oh, God, who wrote that? Oh, okay. It was funny stuff. Good. Now I can't even remember the author. I'm losing my mind, man. Well, anyway. One more story to go, and we all know who it's going to be. And it's Planet Z. And we'll see what he's got this week. All prepared for you, and then we'll head to the credits and then get the hell out of here.
The Blue Fairy gave Pinocchio the gift of life, but with life comes the curse of pain and death. Geppetto warned Pinocchio that life was a lot more dangerous for a real boy than a little wooden puppet. Pinocchio laughed.
"I'm not made of wood, Papa,"
he said.
"If I put my arm in a fire..."
To this day, as he looks down at the trembling child, cowering inside of a steamer trunk and begging for the lid to be brought down again, shutting out the horrors of the outside world, Geppetto regrets ever having carved that block of wood.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about steamer trunk. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. The voting? Whoa. Well, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners, the winner picked the topic, and I sent out a bunch of magnets last week. One set came back. It was like, no such address. So I guess I need to write them and say, what's your real address? Or maybe the person at the shipping place got it wrong, but I got them out. And if anyone else wants them, I think I've got one or two sets left of the envelopes right here. So this thing, also at the website, you can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed, which you probably already do now. I mean, it's not like, you know, people are passing these around saying, hey man, you gotta check this out. Right. You can also one-click subscribe to iTunes, podcasts ready, that sort of thing. Music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Check out his music there or on the 61, the61.com, probably /GuyDavid. I don't know if you look around. Lots of music there. I'm burning out on that site, man. Even though I've got playlists and all that, and just, you know, where's the next big thing? Huh? Next thing you know, there's going to be like, you know, the next big Web 2.0 thing is going to be like, easybakeoven.com. And like, people are going to be, you know, hey man, I did a cupcake with green sprinkles. And they're going to post photos and Twitter it and whatever, Facebook groups. I can't wait for Web 3.0 because I'm getting really sick of 2.0, man. 2.1 is where you just start deleting people off your list. It will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening. And Terry, get me a copy of your story. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.